Hello, everybody out there. It's 3 a.m. It's the witching hour. Welcome. Pretzel Logic.
Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted. Last week, we weren't here. Today, we're here. Mitch from Music with Mitch has left his laptop. Maybe he'll come back and get it.
We can only hope.
We can only hope. Tonight, we're going to be playing some noise rock for you, playing some post-hardcore for you, playing some bangers for you. So let's get it started in just a second. And here's Mitch getting his computer. Good job, Mitch. Just remember that computer.
Rookie mistake.
Gotta type in a couple things. Sam, entertain the listeners for a minute.
Hello. My name is Sam Sadowski, and I have an 8:30 class tomorrow.
Sam Sadowski with an 8:30 class tomorrow. Sam, what compelled you to do such a stupid thing coming on here?
You did, Adam.
I did. Wow.
Spending time with you.
Isn't he such a sweetheart? All right. That's all from us right now, and we're going to start with something from Drive Like Jehu, Yank Crime. Let's do it.
Thank you.
right, everybody. That was Here Come the Rome Plows. That's the opener to Yank Crime. Drive Like Jehu, 1994. Greatest year for music, I think so. Now, we had some technical difficulties earlier. Sounded like I was talking to nobody, but I am talking to somebody. Sam's here. Sam's here in the studio.
Hello. Good morning. Good evening, wherever you're from. I promise I'm not an imaginary friend.
Looking at Shoutcast right now, we got 12 listeners currently, 12 of you up at 307. It's the witching hour, it's Pretzel Logic, don't get it twisted. And next up, we got something from Slater Kinney. Enjoy, y'all. All right, everybody. That was What's Mine Is Yours, Slater Kinney. Right now you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope everyone's having a good night tonight. Next up, we got a little something from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Let Love In. Let's hear it.
Jangling jackals, jack-a-yack, this is home of the brave. Hail some fat yellow cat, jack wanna celebrate, jack wanna big drink, driving drops in at a bar, call the rinky-dink. Jack pushes through the door, and he crosses the floor, tips his hat to a man, grinning in the corner, going do-da-do, going do-da-do, going do-da-do, going do-da-do. Says some jangling jack, I go do-da-do. Sees the grin of male at, so Jack laughs back. Jack raises his glass, says God bless this country and everything in. Losers and the winners, the good guys and the sinners. The grin of man says, buddy, it's all yakety yak. Whips out a little black pistol, shoots a bullet in Jack. I hear now jangling Jack.
Alright, everybody, that was Janglin' Jack. That's off Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds record, Let Love In. I believe also 1994. I think that is the best year for music. I think it really is. Illmatic that year, too.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know, and that stretch for Nick Cave, like from the late 80s to the late 90s, like just album after album after
Murder
album.
Murder Ballads, Boatman's Call.
And
before
Prey.
That, too. Tender Prey. Oh, so Tender Prey is a good one. Alright, let's deliver a couple of shout-outs out there. You got anybody you gotta like to shout-out? I'd like to shout-out a couple of people tonight.
Shout-out Nietzsche.
Shout-out Nietzsche?
Shout-out Sartre.
All right, you do that.
Shout-out Lisa.
Well found. I'm going to shout-out Claire Curtis, my mother. I know you're going to listen. I know you're going to hate what we play this week. Next week, I think you're going to like what we play. I guess that's just how it is. I'd like to also shout-out my twin sister, Nina, goes to Amherst College. We forgive her for that one. I hope you're listening too, and I hope you're also not enjoying the music, but I know maybe in future weeks, maybe you will. But anyway, for now, we're going to go even farther out. We're going to take you with some street sex. Let's go.
Come here on the street now with the people that love you, man. not what you come for. Come on, talk to me. I'm here waiting for you, baby. Come on, talk to me.
Street Sects, in defense of resentment, I think it's fair to say they didn't have to go that hard.
They really did not.
But they did.
I know, out of Austin. And I think Austin has like historically been a kind of hotbed for music. And it goes a little underappreciated. Like you have Daniel Johnston, Janis Joplin, Street Sects. I don't know, Howdy Even.
Howdy Even. Maybe we'll get to them next week. We'll see what happens. Let's slow things down now, just a little bit. Get some shoo-shoo going. Some shoo-shoo from Fabulous Muscles. Is it the best shoo-shoo album? I think it's the best shoo-shoo album. It's a hot
take. Basket of Fruit was a pretty good album this year.
Liking new things. I like Fabulous Muscles, 2005. Sad Boy shoo-shoo. We like that shoo-shoo around here. Anyway, let's hear Clown Town.
Thank you. and down through what you thought be your future. Became a dark reminder of what a rash and inconsistent faith you've had. Loving your true self.
Shushu once again from Fabulous Muscles. That was Clown Town. It's probably my favorite song we'll play tonight. I love that song. And you know what a time it is. It's around halfway through the show. I think it's time to hear a little PSA. Sam, take it away.
I agree. In this PSA, I'll give you some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Tufts Educational Freeform Radio. Thank you, Sam, for that one. And before we play the next song, I think let's have a little conversation here, because next up I'm going to play something from Caligula, Lingua Ignota. Let's have the Album of the Year conversation. Let's have it.
Album of the Year conversation.
The Album of the Year conversation, Sam. What are your thoughts?
Probably right now, I think, I'm not sure, maybe Guns by Quelle Chris is up there.
We do love Quelle Chris. I'm sorry, Quelle, we missed your show this weekend. We're very sad.
Very
we wish
sad.
We could have been there.
It was a 5.5-hour epic, apparently, with like 4 different DJs.
Epic.
And it was in Dorchester at some random Vietnamese cultural center.
5 hours of Quelle Chris at a Vietnamese cultural center. I mean, you don't get that
don't
often.
Don't really get any
and
better
the man
than
did come through with quite a brilliant record this year. I'm saying there's still a few up there. I think Caligula's up there. I think Titanic Rising is up there.
Might be.
And controversially, I think Pang is up
Pang,
there.
Caroline Polachek. You have been listening to it pretty religiously.
I'm a stan. Caroline, if you're listening, I know you're not. We'll be playing your music next week. Come to Boston. Come to Tufts. Come here. I would like to meet you. Thank you very much. That's all I have to say, Caroline. Thank you for making your music. And one last shout out before we go on to Lingua Ignota, which I'm sure my dad will hate. Shout out my dad. I hope you listen as well. Sorry I didn't shout you out with the rest of the family earlier. Shout out Larry Krasnov, professor of philosophy. Chair of philosophy, in fact. What a man. All right, let's hear.
Thank you. let it into my home. Let a long way down. Let a long way down. I let it in from the cold. I let it in from the cold. Let a long way down. Let a long way down. Into my head, I let it into my head. Let a long way down. Let a long way down. I let it into my heart. I let it into my heart.
So we just heard Butcher of the World, Lingua Ignata, and then after that, Less Sex Daughters off of You Won't Get What You Want. Of course, let's talk about Daughters for a second. Is there too much hype? Is there too much Daughters hype?
I'm not sure, because their early stuff, I think, holds its own. I mean, it was a bit short, the early stuff, but other than that, I think the foundations, like, for where they are like, visible and present in their earlier works.
Do you think a lot of those people that listen to You Won't Get You Want, You Won't Get What You Want, excuse me, haven't even, you know, heard or conceived of stuff like Canada Songs before?
I mean, I think I'm an optimist, so I hope that, like, through You Won't Get What You Want, like, they went to to their back catalog almost, but I don't know, you can't really trust people.
Yeah, all right. Well, shout out Daughters. Shout out Alexis Marshall. Kind of a crazy person. Kind of a crazy person, but in a good way.
A little bit.
Makes some incredible music.
Talk like about that. Crazy. Like, I think I was talking to you about it, like, as the song was playing, but when Lingua Ignata was getting her BFA, she did her thesis, right? And she was like she was a creative writing candidate for her MFA, and she did it on like misogyny in music and eating disorders and whatnot, and to like play into it all. Her thesis apparently was 10,000 pages to match her weight at the time.
Weight in paper.
Yes, weight.
It's pretty
paper.
Crazy.
Ridiculous.
That is in fact true. I think it is. I read something like that somewhere. But Lingua Ignata, fascinating artist. I hope to see where she goes from here. She's already dropped one pretty amazing album, one pretty good album. But you know, I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see what happens.
Upward trajectory.
Speaking of upward trajectory, Lightning Bolt, Hyper Magic Mountain. Yeah, let's do it. Captain Caveman, Lightning Bolt off of Hyper Magic Mountain. Hope we didn't cause any road accidents there. We can't tell who's listening on a car radio. Hopefully, if you're listening on a car radio, you are still safe. I'm sorry for exposing you to that at the witching hour. Just had to do it. Just had to listen to Lightning Bolt. I'm sorry. And I will say, during that song, I purchased concert tickets during Lightning Bolt. I purchased concert tickets.
Probably like the polar opposite of Lightning Bolt.
Mount Eerie and Julie Dwaran. Support Mount Eerie. Support Mount Eerie. And support Lightning Bolt, too, coming to the Sinclair in December. I don't know if we're going to go. Seems a little scary.
A little bit.
Very scary, to be honest.
How do you dance to that? Like, can you... I don't even know if you can mosh to that. Like,
they might, like, handcuff you on the way in, right. You know? I don't even know what those guys look like. They're... I don't know, they're probably insane. The Bryans, as they call them. Anyway, shout out Lightning Bolt. Shout out the new album, too. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, you know, whatever. All right, next up we have a little something from Sam. A little something Sam recommended we play. Sam, you want to say anything about it?
There's a funny story about this band, but I think I'll save it for after.
Save it for after? All right, let's hear it. Death From Above, 1979. Let's hear it. Everybody, that was Your Woman, I'm a Machine, Death From Above, 1979, from their album of the same name. Hope everybody's doing well out there tonight. Let's just check our listener count. We've still got 12 proud listeners here at 3:49 a.m., 3:50 now, excuse me. And this is Adam, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Pretzel Logic, Tuesdays, 3 to 4 a.m., If you like what you hear, even if you don't like what you hear, I hope you tune in next week again. Next week, we're going to be talking about art pop. Tonight, mostly, we're talking about noise rock, playing some bangers for you. Next week, talking about art pop. But I hope everyone is having a good night. I hope the energy is good. Hope most of you are sleeping, but maybe we'll listen to this another day. Quick shout-outs. Shout-out Bridget. Shout-out Mark. Shout-out Anthony, shout out Seth, shout out Sam, who's left the studio to go let in the next DJs, shout out all those wonderful people, and in the meantime, let's listen to a last song here. Everybody, that was Aphex Twin, Flim, and while Sam was out there, he was going to tell a story about that last song. So Sam, you want to tell a little story?
So in the rollout for Death From Above, 1979's debut album, they were originally just going to go by Death From Above, but they fell into a bit of a beef with LCD Sound System's James Murphy, because...
James Murphy, been known to be a little bit of...
Stingy. Because at the time, his record label was also called Death From Above Records, so there was a bit of a settlement that they tried to reach, and with it, there was a bit of an explicit forum post by one of the duo in Death From Above. So for a time, Death From Above and LCD Sound System were not really feeling each other, and I feel like those are two very kind of disparate bands that you wouldn't think would intersect, but apparently. Apparently, somehow they did.
Apparently, they did. James Murphy, give people a break sometimes, James Murphy. James Murphy, I love your music, but if you're listening out there, give Death From Above 1979 a break. They make good music, too.
Great music.
Get over that middle-aged funk, James. All right, so let's close out with something very different. Let's close out with Ride. I already did when you were out there. Ride in a Different Place. All right, everybody, that was our last song. That was In a Different Place, Ride. That was Pretzel Logic. Pretzel Logic, Don't Get It Twisted. Thanks you. Thank you, Sam, for that one. Hopefully you all enjoyed this week. We're going to be back next week, back next Tuesday morning / night, Monday night, at 3 to 4 a.m. It's the witching hour. You know what it is. It's Pretzel Logic. Don't Get It Twisted. Buyakasha. What's your show called?
What a Wonderful World.